Basically, what I'm doing right now is I'm controlling the fire. The fire is my very first tool.
For nearly half of his 78 years, Joe Cochis has been a blacksmith in Ferndale, California.
The nice thing about blacksmithing is I don't have to give this piece up to any kind of technology. Everything that happens to that piece of steel, I do it, not something else. The building that we're in was built in 1884. It's all solid redwood. And at that time, in 1899, there were 29 blacksmiths in Ferndale. You had to go to the blacksmith for everything. If you can imagine that in a little town like this.
What's not hard to imagine is that he's the only one left, and that Walmart and Costco are 20 miles away. That's where you can get a plastic towel rack for under 10 bucks. A handcrafted one by Joe could run you 5 to 10 times that. Regular customer Cheryl Seidner is willing to pay that price.
I have these wrought iron acorn towel racks and towel ring and tissue dispenser, to put it politely. And I bought these things from him, never even asking the price.
Seidner isn't rich, but she's been a regular customer for 20 years and saves up money to buy functional pieces from Joe.
You don't mind doing that with people you know, because it gives that person money to pay their rent, to pay their electricity, to clothe their family. And I know I'm putting money into our local economy.
Helping neighbors and boosting the local economy are two of the more common reasons given for shopping locally. Dan Sumner, an economics professor with UC Davis, says research supports the notion that money spent locally does multiply locally.
Typical multipliers are around 2 to 1, meaning a dollar spent locally has a $2 impact on the local economy. It depends on what the business you bought from, where they buy their things.
Joe Cochis believes that as a local business owner, it is up to him to make that ripple effect bigger than 2 to 1.
When somebody comes to Ferndale and they buy something from me, I take that money and I go down and I pay my bill at Rings. I go buy groceries. I may get a tank of gas. And then maybe he will take that money and go out of town and spend it in Fortuna. But in the meantime, it's gone around my town 3 times. So if it's $100, it's $300 worth of commerce.
You'll also frequently hear people say it's good for the environment to do your shopping as close to home as possible. Again, economist Dan Sumner.
The issue that it's better environmentally to buy things locally is really questionable, because most of the environmental footprint depends on how something's produced, not where it's produced.
And then there is this notion that when it comes to craftsmanship, that which we are least able to measure may actually have the most value. Before he was a blacksmith, Joe was one of the very first physician assistants in the United States. Joe loved bedside medicine so much that there are still old-timers around town that affectionately call him Doc Joe.
Part of the reason that I got out of medicine also was because it got so modern that they took the emotion out of it.
It seems strange now, even to Joe, that he rediscovered that emotion by trading in his stethoscope for a hammer.
When you bring a piece of white orange metal out of the fire and put it onto an anvil and start to reshape it, it grabs all of your attention and your emotion. And for me, there's no way that I can make a piece and not be very emotional about it.
I asked Joe to show me a piece that embodies that kind of emotion for him.
Well, what you've got here is a swan in flight, and this particular one is a service chime. And if you pick the clapper up and strike the wing, that's what you get. My thoughts on fire are all positive. In fact, I'm planning on going to hell, because I got a lot of really cool fires down there. And somebody's got to make those tridents that they carry around. And most of the women that I've been with are probably going to be down there, so I'm going to hell.
And what's going to be in your gravestone?
He had a good time.
In Ferndale, California, I'm Michael Joyce for JPR News.